Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Boom! Another day, everyone. Another day, another show. Fun today. Feature the music of Buddy Tom's Rosa, and Mel too happens to be around. So in the chat room, or if you have request too, in the chat room, turn the chat room on now. I'm just gonna start little Tom Carosa from his CD Zesty, if I can find it. Love that Tom Carosa. Very, very funny guy. What haven't we played? Of yours, Tom, what haven't we played? Well, I think we all love this one, so let's just go here. Start our day with Tom Carosa.
After mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. Surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. My ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a dog.
Friends, are you a snore at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now, back to our show.
Steve Mendoza. Thank you for that promo, Steve Mendoza. Whenever you're going to have your show, Steve, we don't know. It's all up in the air, right, George Bettinger? George Bettinger's in the chat room from the Mom and Pop Shop. Oh, what is it, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays now? Is that correct? At 4 p.m., Mom and Pop Shop, hotmix106.com. The Mom and Pop Shop, Facebook friend them. They're Facebook friendly. Ah, always fun, always fun in the house. And Betty Jo Tucker's in the house, too. I see Betty Jo there, too. Betty Jo, every Tuesday, 4 p.m., it's Movie Attic Headquarters. It's a chat room full of radio shows today. What fun, what fun. And speaking of fun, let's have some, which we do today. Okay, let's do this one.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother.
Make me, me, cray to the Z. You make me, cray to the Z.
No texting at the table. And put away your phone. The voices in my head won't leave me alone. I can write a song about it. I can tell a joke.
Pedantic, but we both know all you are is just a dorky, dorky planet. Not a Mighty Morphin czar, not a cause for any panic. I prefer you from afar, more of an iceberg than Titanic. You never quite brought that big bang like you glowed as a star. It's not the motion of the ocean, it's the lack of any spark, a slack or black hole of emotion. But without the pulling part, although you suck, so read my lips, total eclipse of heart and heart. Can you insist like all you Pluto? But you're more Minnie and Goofy. You're so boring, I think I would slip the Mickey or a Ruby. And your core's not worth exploring, so in tight as Lucy Goosey, it's a pity you're a kitty. Itty bitty baby Ruthie. You know how much that costs, right? Come on, baby, long distance. Haven't you ever heard of Skype? Talk to my friends. I take that back. You ain't no Captain Planet. You don't have the heart. You barely can crunch. You call me a hater, but I ain't gonna change. You know when it's time to save the strange. The more you try, the more this plane you're flipping, your spec, your fly, you're staying. I know it hurts to hear, and it's just gonna make you madder. But in terms of solar system, size really does matter. I know it's a tall order, but I wish you were fatter. A gravity disorder or some meteor splatter. You're a crater-facing baller. You're a fun-erasing hater. Every time you swing around, you're like a major space invader. And I never liked Atari, and I barely liked you hardly. If you worked at my McDonald's, I would send your ass to Hardy. And the planets are aligned, but you're not counted in the docket. Is that you or just a lonely little shiny blinking rocket? See, whining me piney, you waste my time and space. So would you knock it off and see that I'm just fine without your tiny spaceless sprocket? So let's just let it be, pushing past the pain. No point in waxing so poetic, let's just focus on Wayne. You know your folks, I won't change, just your classified name. You can always stop by, but it won't be the same. It's funny how these things worked out. The Romans thought you were the god of the dead. Now you're dead to me. Whee! Now Saturn. That's a lady who deserves a ring. Oh, hey, Uranus called. Nah, I'm just messing with you. Nobody likes you. But you said you wanted space. So? Enjoy it. You can talk to your friends, talk to my friends, talk to me, but don't tweet. Whee! See, I'm having fun without you. Getting back together. Bye.
pay to say goodbye, and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Hey, Mo!
What is it, Kylie? What is it?
I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Hello, an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
I love my wonderful listeners and friend fans and Cyanide way over there in Amsterdam. I make it with Turkey. My chili, guys, turkey, low fat. But yeah, good chili. Yeah, it's the secrets in adding the extra powder. And the chili powder. George Bettinger in the Mom and Pop Shop. Thanks for that promo, George. And earlier, Steve Mendoza's promo. Oh, nice of my friends making me promos like that. We also have, George Bettinger, by the way, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I believe, 4 p.m., the Mom and Pop Shop Hot Mix. 106, always a fascinating guest on his show. Comedians from all over the world, they fly in and say, George, please, please, can I be on your show? And he goes, well, I'll tell you what, all right. And they're on it, and he's such a nice guy. Okay, also in the house, Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. And this is the next show coming up, Betty Jo. I believe you sent me the info. This will be February 5th. That's tomorrow at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters. It's Hugh Jackman's celebration. Yay, you! I love you, you! And that'll be a discussion about his best film performances. And his award nomination for Best Actor, Academy Award. He'll be upcoming movies, The Wolverine. I love Wolverine. The Greatest Showman on Earth. And joining the festivities, award-winning blogger Fausta Rodriguez-Wertz and other Hugh Jackman fans. So tune in tomorrow to Movie Attic Headquarters, Blog Talk Radio, Steve Mendoza, and Steve Mendoza's show, Blog Talk Radio. When is it on? I see the link, but I'm afraid to get out of my switchboard if I click on it. So tell me when it's on, what time. Blog Talk Radio, Steve Mendoza in the house. And Cyanide all the way in Amsterdam, making that hot chili. Is it cold in Amsterdam? I don't know. Do you have seasons like we do here? All I know is the tulips come from there somewhere. And I love George Bettinger. What a talented comedian. And he does so many voices. Let's just hear a couple of them right now. George Bettinger.
Hey, Carly, you imbecile. What took you so long?
Coffee.
Oh, it's a coffee fit. Hey, there's a place. George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Shop. Come on, kid. I'll get you a cup of coffee. Can I help you fellas?
Mo, coffee, quick.
Oh, I don't believe it. Los tres chiflados.
Hey, mister, get my friend a cup of coffee, quick. Okay, sure. Would you like a regular? No, Kenya. Kenya? No. Make it Sumatra. I got you under my skin. Not Sinatra, you idiot. Sumatra. We just have plain old coffee. What? No kosher coffee? You know, a glatte latte. Yuck, yuck, yuck. How about a slappuccino? Oh, thanks, Mo. I needed that. Anytime, biped.
Oy, que bruto.
Hiya, Turk.
Who you calling Toots Cueball?
Take it easy, little girl. Whenever he has coffee, he gets a little bit excited. Yeah, let's dance. Doble hano, una jatacita, macarena. Bop to the bop to the bop to the vena.
Oh, yeah, you order and a bag of chips, chubby. Yo, Jorge, thanks for the chuckles.
Minnie, wait a minute. Are you paying for these, or is this going to be another Tuesday deal?
Aight, Georgie, I'm buying.
Oh, it's Minnie the Moocher. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
That's it, homie.
Let's get out of here, kid.
Was George Bettinger. No Cyanide in the house over there. Water experts? No, I don't. I've never been to Amsterdam, so I don't know. I say tulips because that's what I always think of when I think of Amsterdam. It's you're getting ready to go home from work, right? In Amsterdam. And the Steve Mendoza Show, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, the Steve Mendoza Show. If you follow him, you'll get an alert as to when it is coming on. So that's always good, too. So if you get on the alert follow, then you'll know when everybody's show's coming on. They'll send you a little notice. I love Cyanide's dog somewhere. I think it's on Facebook. Where did I see it? You have a cute picture of that dog. What an adorable little fella. I'm not sure, what kind of dog is that, by the way? I'm just curious. Always good. Oh, I love this. Let's see. Okay. All right. So anyway, yeah, it's the seasons are crazy here. It's cold. One day it was 50, then another day it's 30. So it just gets crazier and crazier with everything. Here we go. How about a little Camille Theobald? My new
letters to people piss me off. Dear bicyclist mumbling mean things to himself about me, you almost ran me over. The walking sign said go. Your light said don't go. It was red, if you don't know what that means. Bikes have to follow basic road rules if you're going to be riding on the road. You dummy. I think I heard you mumble. Damn, and you saw me coming. It doesn't matter that I saw you coming. Your light was red. You're not supposed to keep going when the light is red. It would be different if I was just walking across and there was a red hand facing me and there was a green light facing you, but that's not what happened, is it? No, that's not what the story was. So don't get all sassy with me, okay, cyclist? I ride my bike too, okay? So I know what it's like to be both a pedestrian and a bike rider. It's not like I'm some a-hole, ignorant pedestrian that walks in the middle of bike lanes and doesn't move when you yell at them. I am a respectful cyclist / pedestrian. And I follow the rules for the most part. I bet you've hit someone. I bet you've already hit a pedestrian before, haven't you? There's always got to be that one that just sets the stereotype for all other people. You are what makes cyclists look bad. You are why taxis and pedestrians get pissed off at cyclists. I hope you're ashamed. And I really hope that people don't judge other bicyclists by their form of transportation because of you, but that they judge them from their own actions. Love, Camille.
Yeah, these are letters that I wrote to these people. They pissed me off that one time, and so I wrote it down. Yeah, these are letters that I'm praying for you. I hope they're entertaining and they make you laugh.
Camille Theobald. Go check her out on Facebook and friend her. Now, a little more Tom Carosa here.
Cheese and eggs, holy schmoly, it's early. My poor legs, get your butts out of bed. Curds and whey, I've a very good price today. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell, is it coming from me?
This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint of. What's that smell?
Oh, thank goodness it's not just me. Rings a bell like fermented gangrene. Don't smell swell.
Catastrophic and gloomy.
Sort of like you touched to.
Smell, it's a my soul sends my memory reeling.
What's that smell? It is waking my baby. Smell that smell, worse than diapers and puke.
What's doing? All is well, well, except for that essence. Let's not dwell on the rancid and rank. I've searched well, there's not been a slime, nor are corpses decayed.
Maybe I'll give you a tip. If you don't freak me out next time. Love, Camille. Yeah, these are letters I wrote to these people. They put me out that one time, and so I wrote it down. Yeah, these are letters that I'm saying for you. I hope they are entertaining, and they make you laugh.
That was great. Camille Theobald, Letters That Piss Me Off. I found her on Facebook, actually. So Camille Theobald, if you want to Facebook friend her, say you heard her on my show. Steve Mendoza, Friday at 2 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Betty Jo Tucker, tomorrow, 4 p.m., celebrating Hugh Jackman. 4 p.m. at Movie Attic Headquarters with Betty Jo Tucker, a wonderful host, always fascinating. You find it little trivia things about showbiz you didn't know. Movie Attic Headquarters, Hugh Jackman. Oh, boy, that's going to be fun. George Bettinger, Monday. Is that today, George? Yeah, I guess it would today. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. It's the Mom and Pop Shop on Hot Mix 106. If you go to hotmix106.com and press listen, and if you Facebook friend him, I think you'll get alerts when the show's going on, too. I'm not sure, but Facebook friend George Bettinger at the Mom and Pop Shop. The Mom and Pop Shop. Okay. Anybody else in the room? Then Cyanide. Always looking out for the boss behind your back, right, Cyanide? Okay, how about Little Catholic Girls? I just had them on recently with their new CD. I really like this song, Grounded. I think it's going to be a hit.
Got it all said. He must have been doing it somewhere. love New York. I really love New York. I mean, where else could you come from any other part of the universe and be given an opportunity to drive a cab? We don't even care if you speak English. Come on in. Here's your cab. Here's your map. Go. And you know what I really miss about the cabs? They used to have celebrities telling us to buckle up. Do you think in India they had celebrities telling them to buckle up?
Hello. This is Gandhi. Please wear your seatbelt peacefully and with little resistance.
Hello, this is Buddha. Don't wear your seatbelt and come back as a fly.
Hello, this is the fly. Don't listen to Buddha. Don't listen to... Oh, no, not again.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Move in, move in, move in. Stop. The tour is about to begin. Manhattan is an Algonquin Indian word. It means, will that be cash or charge? We're walking, we're stopping. Manhattan is a city of cultures, active cultures and bacteria, so don't touch anything. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're stopping. We're now facing the Hudson River. There is the Statue of Liberty. She stands 305 feet above sea level. In her right hand, she's clutching the torch of freedom. In her left, a Gucci knockoff bag. We're walking, walk over him, he's okay. We're walking, we're stopping. We are now at Wall Street, facing Trinity Church, burial ground for Captain Lawrence, Robert Fulton, and as pictured on the $10 bill, Alexander Hamilton. Now might be a good time to point out, Taiping is not a town in China. We're walking, we're now on Wall Street, Federal Hall, the first capital of the United States. Across the street is the New York Stock Exchange, where last I saw my capital fall. We're walking, we're being mugged, we're getting mugged, we're bleeding, we're okay. Our last stop will be historical Greenwich Village, where we will visit the ever-popular St. Vincent's Emergency Room. Remember, we're New Yorkers, we don't judge. Just don't wear white after Labor Day. Everything else we let slide.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, that was weird. I tried to play something. I better correct that one. That's fun. Betty Jo Tucker, tomorrow, 4 p.m. in Movie Attic headquarters. It's Hugh Jackman Mania. At 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters with Betty Jo Tucker, George Bettinger, today at 4 p.m. on the Mom and Pop Shop Hot Mix 106. Also, Steve Mendoza, the Steve Mendoza Show this Friday. We'll believe it when we see it. Steve Mendoza at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Cyanide coffee, yes. Coffee is good. Can't live without that coffee. Always, always good. Can't live without that and other stuff.
Hello, I'm Irina, and I'm Lugo, and we have formed a kitchen band because we can't afford the garage for us. So, we are going to play our favorite song right now, Hey Lady, Count Me Down. And the one, and the two, and the one, two, three, go.
Thank you.
always fun with that. I see Camille Theobald is emailing me at the same time, and we're winding down. Boy, does the fun go fast on this show, doesn't it? I love it. Oh, great. And so listen to Betty Jo Tucker tomorrow at 4 p.m. Lviatic Headquarters. It's Hugh Jackman. I loved him in The Boy from Oz on Broadway. George Bettinger today at 4 p.m. Hot Mix 106. You can Facebook friend him and join his little chat that he has on Facebook. Always fun. The Steve Mendoza Show. Crazy Steve Mendoza. Who knows what's going to be on that show? All right. And Cyanide in the House with Recipes from Abroad. Well, that would be a good name for a book, I guess, wouldn't it be? Recipes from Abroad. Sounds like a Bette Midler book, doesn't it? Maybe she had View from Abroad. It was one of her books. I don't know. Anyway, it's always, always fun here at the Nancy Lombardo Comedy Concepts show. I think that was me logged in on two different things, Betty Jo. So I think Comedy Concepts 209 must be me logged in somewhere else. It gets very hectic, as you know. And congratulations to Betty Jo for actually not having to listen via the phone. Congratulations. I guess you've got all the bugs out, huh? Well, that's a good thing, isn't it? All the bugs out of there. And let's see. What should we go out on? I guess something for Betty Jo, right? Let me see. Here you go, Betty Jo. This one's for you. I dedicate this song. And this is Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you, everyone. And tune in to all the other radio shows. Cyanide, you rock. I hope you get another puppy.
I'm gonna blame it on my mother for what she did to me, for messing with my psyche since I was only three, for having as many fathers as there are seasons of the year. I'm gonna blame it on my mother every time I need a beer. Blame it on my mother for every story that she told, like the time we had no Christmas, said Santa died 'cause he was old. Once she wrecked my car, then denied it all to me. I'm gonna blame it on my mother and on heredity. I'm not gonna blame my mother. In fact, I'm kinda glad. You have to be creative, make up good from bad. She was full of joie de vie, no matter how it affected me. So if I'm gonna blame someone, I'm gonna. Because of your